Israel today launched airstrikes on targets in Gaza. This was in retaliation for rockets fired earlier from Gaza. Those rockets injured several people in a neighborhood near Tel Aviv. The crisis prompted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to cut short his visit to Washington today. Before leaving, though, Netanyahu met with President Trump at the White House, and Trump used the occasion to sign a proclamation recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the disputed Golan Heights.
Today, I am taking historic action to promote Israel's ability to defend itself and really to have a very powerful, very strong national security, which they're entitled to have.
And Prime Minister Netanyahu responded directly.
On behalf of all the people of Israel, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your friendship. And thank you for all you have done to make the alliance between America and Israel stronger and greater than ever.
The World's Matthew Bell is in Washington. What is the significance of this declaration on the Golan Heights, Matthew?
Well, here were the two heads of government standing side by side. For those not watching, they were wearing matching suits, white shirts, bright red ties. And this was sort of more of a formal announcement, and it was also a presidential order formally recognizing the Golan Heights as coming under Israeli sovereignty. This is a dramatic change from many years of U.S. policy, which saw the Golan Heights previously controlled by Syria. It was taken by Israel in the 1967 war. It was seen as occupied territory, the status of which would eventually be determined through negotiations with Israel's neighbors. But that's what surprised many people by Trump's move.
So the Golan Heights is essentially a security issue for the Israelis and its occupation. And on the issue of security, Netanyahu is cutting short his visit to head back home and deal with this rocket attack from the Gaza Strip, an attack that wounded seven Israelis. What's that all about?
Yeah, this was Netanyahu was supposed to stay longer. He was supposed to speak at the annual AIPAC conference. That's the big American-Israel Public Affairs Committee conference that happening here right now in Washington. That was canceled. He was supposed to have dinner at the White House. That was canceled. And that's because of this escalation. Just as Netanyahu and Trump were walking up to the podium, there were news reports saying that Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip were beginning. Those were coming in retaliation to a rocket strike that happened last night. This is the second longer-range rocket in the last month that has been fired from Gaza into Israel. This one hit a family's home. It injured seven people, including a couple of young kids. This was the sort of thing that an Israeli leader like Netanyahu is going to feel compelled to respond to. In recent back and forth with Hamas and Gaza, when the tensions have been rising and there have been these rocket attacks and then Israel responds with airstrikes, Netanyahu's right-wing critics have said that he's been too soft on Hamas, that he hasn't taken a hard enough line on Gaza. So that's one reason why Netanyahu is going back early to go into security meetings and start sketching out what will happen next.
Yeah, no doubt there will be a depressing scorecard on casualties in the next day or so. Why was Netanyahu here anyway?
I think this announcement on the Golan was a big reason why. I think the AIPAC conference is a big deal. It's a big deal for Israeli politicians. He was going to speak there. He's spoken at this many times in the past. And the thing is, Donald Trump is very popular in Israel, and Netanyahu is facing a tough re-election battle. Israel has a national election coming up on April 9th, and that image of Netanyahu standing at the White House, shoulder to shoulder with the American president, this American president, plays really well for the audience back home. I think that was another big reason for this trip.
Yeah, and that's important, I suspect, for Netanyahu, especially right now. Not only is he facing this military crisis, but he has some legal problems, too. So he wants to come home with some wins under his belt, presumably.
Yeah, I mean, here are two leaders that have been facing serious allegations of corruption. We just had the Mueller investigation wrap up. Donald Trump today was very disciplined. He didn't talk about that really at all. He didn't take questions from reporters in this appearance. But Netanyahu is expected to go back to Israel and be indicted on corruption charges. So he's facing serious charges himself. He even joked about this a little bit with Donald Trump today. He said that he brought a case of wine from the Golan Heights as a gift to the president, and he said, I understand you don't drink much, so maybe I'll give it to your staff, and I hope I won't be investigated for this.
The World's Matthew Bell in Washington. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Marco.